Let's turn in our hymnal to page 46. What a wonderful Savior. Praise the Lord. We had an interesting experience before. We were visiting some friends and things got a little late. They wanted to talk to us about some things and we were trying to get back in touch with camp and we had no service. Couldn't get cell phone service anywhere. We were driving around for 20 minutes trying to get a signal. Finally found a restaurant, pulled in. By that time, everybody was already at supper. But let's not be like that tonight. Let's have some service. There is service here. There is a service, and there is also service. So let's connect. Page 46, What a Wonderful Savior.
Christ has for sin atonement made. What a wonderful Savior. We are redeemed, the price is paid. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a
sing the third, all the ladies.
He cleansed my heart from all its sin. What a wonderful Savior. And now he reigns and rules therein. What a wonderful Savior.
All together.
What a wonderful Savior.
Forth.
He gives me overcoming power. What a wonderful Savior. And triumph in each trying hour. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior.
To
him I've given all my heart. What a wonderful Savior. The world shall never share apart. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus.
Sing it again.
What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord.
We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord.
You are a wonderful Savior, Lord. That's why we worship you. That's why we gather together in your name. That's why we sing your praises, Lord, because it takes our attention off of ourselves and puts it squarely upon you, because you are wonderful. You are worthy of our attention. You are worthy of our praise. We pray that you will capture each one of our souls this evening, Lord. Catch our vision. Help us to see you. Reveal yourself to us in a greater way. For each one of us, Lord, those who know you, Lord, may we see you more clearly. Lord, if there are any here who don't know you, Lord, draw near to them. May they catch a glimpse of you. May they see what a wonderful Savior you are. What love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called sons and daughters, children of God. This is our right, Lord, and our privilege because you are a wonderful Savior. We pray that you will draw each one of us more closely to yourself this evening. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Whenever we sing a song with that adjective wonderful, I'm reminded of what Brother Edmund used to say, and that was that word is reserved for Jesus. Mm-hmm. We should not use that word. It wasn't a law. And it didn't prevent us from going to heaven, but it was something that he recommended. Mm-hmm. And you only appreciate the wonder of Jesus when you've gotten to know him, when you experienced him in a wonderful way. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit that does that.
Amen.
We're a Christian nation. Many believe in Jesus because they're a Christian nation. We were a Christian nation. We were raised as Christians. And they know the name of Jesus. But to experience Jesus is a totally different thing. And that takes the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to us. And I'm thankful that everyone here in this room can know Jesus better. No matter how long we've been on the way, no matter how Jesus has been revealed to us through the Holy Spirit, we can know him better. And of course, that's what we pray for the boys in the village and the little girls in the cottages, that Jesus will become real to them, so that they can have a personal experience with Jesus. And so I'm thankful tonight that Jesus is wonderful to me.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. To Jesus he is real.
Jesus to be very wonderful. And I know that Jesus has a lot of work yet to do on me. But I'm thankful that I listen to him. I endeavor to walk in the Spirit and to keep his promises and keep his commandments. I had a lovely experience with a little boy. I think he's probably in the other room. And he saw this old lady coming with her cane. That's me I'm talking about. This old lady with her cane. And this little boy came and he opened the dining room for the seniors. and held the little door open for me. And I said, "What's your name, sweetheart?" He says, "My name is..." Now let me see, so I get it right. I think it was Alexander. Alexander, right, yes it was. I see his mom nodding. Yes, Alexander. And he opened the door for this little old lady. I mean, not so little, but big old lady. And she couldn't hardly manage. But he showed the wonderful love of Jesus and the kindness of Jesus to me.
Amen.
Now, here's my point. We say he's a wonderful Savior. And that means if we've got rough edges on us, which most all of us have some rough edges. And I've been thinking of the scripture that says, "And be ye kind one to another." And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you and me. And I want Jesus to work more kindness in my heart, so I be thoughtful about other people and be kind and merciful and gentle and tender and precious to them, so that their time here at the camp can be all that Jesus wants it to be. You know, I come to this camp every year because of this motto up here, "Holiness unto the Lord." And I know when our camp was founded, and I say this every year because it's the thing that stirs me the most about this camp, "Holiness unto the Lord." And I know that when the one who paid the price for the camp and got it started said, "The Lord shows me that if we keep this camp, holiness unto the Lord, God will walk on these grounds. And God will do wonderful changes in our lives and make us fulfill and come to a finished vessel for the Lord if we keep these grounds, holiness unto the Lord." And that's why I come here. That's the reason I come here. There's camps all over, you know, and places all over you can go. But I want to be a part of that challenge that Brother Hans Wolfogel said. Keep these grounds, holiness, and you will see God do wonderful works in the children of men. Aren't you thankful for that?
Yes.
I am so thankful for that. And let's continue to sing these praises unto the Lord, because he's brought us salvation and deliverance from sin and from things that are not like Jesus. And I want to be more like Jesus. That's my testimony tonight. And I know Jesus is here to do that.
Amen.
For
Amen.
All of us.
Amen.
Make us more like him. Praise kind God. One to another. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you and me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He's a wonderful Savior.
That's right. Let's sing it. Page 432. In our brown hymnals, page 432. "For he's a wonderful Savior to me." Let's hear those basses growl out those extra notes, okay? Together. "I was lost in sin, but Jesus rescued me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was bound by fear, but Jesus set me free. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Savior to me. but Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's a friend so true, so patient and so kind. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Everything I need, in Him I always find. He's a wonderful Savior to me. For He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. He is always near to comfort and to cheer. He's a wonderful Savior to me. He forgives my sin every near. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Dearer grows the love of Jesus day by day. He's a wonderful Savior to me. His grace while pressing on my way. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart He implanted a song.
Strength in the heart, He implanted.